in it. No.
I would probably like it. I'm good like that. I like all kinds of movies. I would probably like it. I didn't see it, though, but that's where it comes from. All right.
Yeah, there's the squares and the drapes, and the drapes are these, like, cool greaser redneck guys, and the squares are really uptight.
Crybaby.
Yeah. And her band is really cool. They are cool guys.
They're all really cool guys, so I thought it fit.
Would recommend checking them out.
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp. Our website, dizzyandthedrapes.com.
I'm a Bandcamp fan. So, yeah, I will.
That's great.
And how long have you been together?
About a year now. We got together last spring. So it's starting to feel really synergistic.
Wow.
We're melding at this point.
I saw you playing out in Brooklyn, but you have shows, right?
So Yeah, we've been playing a lot this past year, and we've got like 3 shows coming up in September, all in the New York City area.
And New York's not that far. It's only like a 4-hour. Today, I think it only took us 3.5 hours. If we didn't stop, 3.5 hours.
If you didn't stop to text,
if you didn't stop to eat, drink, pee,
you would have
do the
come
rest.
Come on down.
Right.
Yeah, come to New York. Come visit.
Are you gonna put anything out as far as like a EP or?
Yeah, we've got some plans. We're working on a release plan for a live EP of some songs that we recorded at a radio station in Long Island last year. And we just went into the studio to record our first single.
Wow.
It's a song called Head Rush. So you might be able to hear that in the early winter, I would say, is a conservative estimate.
Cool. You'll have to send it my way.
Absolutely.
And you'll be down here in Boston.
That's right.
People in Boston will know about the drapes.
Yes.
You'll see the stickers everywhere. I'm on my way.
They're all over the station already. There's like 15 of them right here in the row.
I work fast.
So you're here for the festival, Carissa.
Yeah.
And this is a cure-all?
It's a reunion.
Back?
Yeah, we haven't played a show since last September in Boston. So I got Nick Hall on drums and Steph Curran on guitar. And they're my cure-alls. And it's going to be a super group version this time. With Zoe, and
right.
then we also got Ryan John Clary on he usually plays drums for me now when we play down in New York and come back to town since Nick's moved to the West Coast. But he's going to be playing too. He's going to do some glockenspiel and some percussion. So it's going to be really fun.
And you going to do any new material, or is it you going to sneaks? Any
We got a new song. There's a new single coming out. I'm trying to get it out by the end of summer, but it might be early fall. But we're debuting it at the festival, so.
A new cure-all single?
It's technically, they didn't record with me on it. I recorded it with Benny Grotto.
Mm-hmm.
So both of us basically did all the parts. So it's going to be released as a solo song, kind of in the same vein as Blue Hour. But eventually would love to get back to the studio with both of them. I think it's just a matter of getting us all in the same town at once.
Yeah.
It's been tricky.
That's hard.
You work
do.
With so many players, so many different players.
Yeah. Yeah, it's mostly just who's available and down at the time, and just, you know, get on the phone and call them up and be like, hey, want to do the show with me? I think I did like 4 shows last month, and I had 4 different iterations of the band.
Yeah, I believe it. I've seen you in all different incarnations, right?
You
solo,
have.
With the Cure-alls, with let's call it the Brooklyn crew.
Yep.
For lack of a better word, you came down with those guys and played. And
I've been now switching sometimes from bass to guitar.
Right. That's why I've seen you play both instruments.
Yeah. I'll be on drums next time. No.
I would do it.
Anything to just get the song played.
Yeah.
But I'm loving being back on bass and just also
it's your home.
It's my home. I just feel so comfortable with that bass and with Steph looking over and just being like, oh my god, there's Steph, and like behind me, I haven't seen Nick in so long, so it's gonna be so cool to just catch up and see what he's up to. And we love playing together. We never officially actually like broke up. It wasn't like a big band break, but
they
we just
moved
kinda,
away
yeah everything kind of just parted naturally.
Yeah.
But then it's like really exciting when we get to play together, so there's like that extra energy that I feel like it kind of adds to the performance too.
Right, like you never broke up with someone who was like pissed off and like, I'm out of the band,
then we're all
done.
Just like begrudgingly playing.
Like this is wearing old, this is getting thin. With
we only do it when
they
we want to.
They moved away.
So it's gonna be really exciting to be back and do that on a festival stage in a stadium. It's wild. I still can't believe I'm on that lineup.
It's a great bill. But Zoe, how did you get your band together? Are there friends of yours or people you were in previous bands and roped them in? Or how?
It was really bit by bit. I poached one of them from a friend, our bassist, Eugene. I met the guitarist, Javi, at a party kind of randomly. And our drummer is an old friend from years ago. Yeah.
Right. Cool. So do you want me to play something off the computer?
Sure.
Can you go? What do you want to do? You want me to play something?
Yeah. Yeah. We could do one from...
Talk amongst yourselves.
Maybe Blue Hour Deluxe.
I think...
It doesn't have to be a remix or a demo,
Blue
though.
Hour Deluxe.
What's your favorite? What would you play?
I have you in here because I'm playing all the artists that are playing in the festival.
Okay.
And obviously you are one of those, so I'm just going to track you down. Good thing I got my spectacles on.
Blue Hour Deluxe
sharp.
Has all those good acoustic versions, looking. Right?
acoustic
versions.
Wait, you want to hear an acoustic version?
It would be sort of a taste of what's to come, wouldn't it?
Tonight?
Yeah.
We could do an acoustic.
There could be multiple songs.
Okay. We'll play an acoustic one, but maybe we could give them a taste of what they're going to hear at the festival.
Ooh.
Or one that we're not playing at the festival.
This is on Blue Hour
so
Deluxe.
So many options.
There's so many. It's a deluxe album.
It is deluxe.
All right, so you can't play what I'm about to hit right here, but after that you can play whatever.
All right.
You want. We'll be back and you guys will play a tune. My glasses are all askew here. I don't use glasses except for this.
They look good.
They're horrid, but
why?
They're like crooked. I can't see anything. I'm like, I gotta put my glasses on so I can type.
If they work.
But
I've been wearing blue light glasses.
That was the upside off of Blue Hour Deluxe.
Mm-hmm. And also off the Good EP that was from 11/11/2019.
We love repeating numbers.
We do.
So the Good EP found life on the Blue Hour.
It did. It found physical life. It made its physical debut on Blue Hour Deluxe, which just dropped on Rumbar Records this past June.
Yeah. All right. So I'll let you play one.
Oh, cool. All right. I think I'm going to play a song called Something Good. I'm going to grab my guitar real quick.
Yeah.
You might need that.
Is it in the building?
I think we brought it. I think I brought it.
Is it in the house? Oh, it is. There it is. It's in the building. Oh. It's in the building.
Wow, amazing. Thank you.
Got it.
Okay. All right. So this is also a song off the Good EP, and you'll hear it full band this Saturday at In Between Days Festival. But
yeah.
For now,
and I'm going to play all the local, a lot of local bands in that festival. And after Carissa and Zoe bang this out, I'm going to play all the other bands that are in it, and then we'll come back and maybe we'll have another surprise live one, and we'll babble a bit more. But
sweet.
I'll let you go now.
Here's our rendition of Something Good.
Only trying to find a place I could belong if I do anywhere at all. Sometimes it feels like everything that used to be is gone. Looking up in hopes of seeing stars, but I have to tell myself, just look ahead, cause it'll lead you somewhere to something good, to something good. I'm twisting all night, trying to lift the weight of this shell. I just can't do it myself. Sometimes it feels like I'm the only secret left to tell. I listen to your stars as they ripple and fall, but I have to tell myself, just look ahead, cause it'll lead you somewhere, to something good, to something good. Never needed a sign, never stayed in the lines, never needed a thing more than I've had. But right now I just need you to turn around, listen to the pound of a heart that's trying to make it through to you. I just need
Awesome.
Thanks.
I get no audience here, so I get a clap. That's it.
That was Zoe on the mouth trumpet.
Mouth trumpet. Finally,
yeah.
A use for that.
Yeah, that was the
everywhere.
It's so good.
That was the highlight of the song. Really, really kicked it in another level with that.
Seriously, and so cool to see the songs take on new lives.
Yeah, and you will be on synth.
I will be. Yeah.
Yeah, no more tracks. I'm done with tracks. I've been playing along with tracks, and I kind of had a moment where I was like, I'm done.
You're tracked out.
I'm done.
Is that what you play in your band, Zoe?
Yeah, I play keyboard in my band, and I sing.
Cool. So the what a lineup at this festival.
Oh my God, it's insane. I'm so glad to be a part of it. It's just like the best bands. Some of them are my favorite bands, literally, right now.
I'm so excited just to watch.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on early so we can play and then just like the nerves will go away and we can enjoy.
Kicks off at noon.
It does. It's mm-hmm. an all-day affair.
Noon to like 8 if you want to hang around for Modest Mouse and Lord Huron.
I do want to see them. It's Lord Huron.
Lord Huron Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay,
Modest Mouse is Saturday. Okay.
Yep.
How did you find out about this? Who put this together?
I got a phone call. I was actually at the studio this past, I think it was November. And so it's been on the books for 9 months.
Yeah.
But I got a phone call. I got a DM actually on Instagram, and I didn't think it was a real thing. And then I didn't know. It wasn't from In Between Days Festival. It was from another account. But then they're like, can we talk to you about a show? And then I took the phone call, and then they're like, this is a festival with they named off all the bands. And I was like, is this real? Is this someone pranking me?
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then they sent over the contract and I signed it. And I was just like, I'm on this festival. And I can't tell anyone until I think it went up. Maybe it did go up in January or February, but it's just been looking forward to it for 8 months. So, it's pretty insane, but yeah, it was crazy. I didn't expect it at all. Usually it's an email.
Yeah. And it's at Veterans Memorial Stadium, I believe, in Quincy. Mm-hmm. Never been there. Don't know anything about
it. Me neither.
And this is the second year, and it's just growing and getting better, and it's cool to see to be a part of it in the early stages of a new festival. It's pretty cool.
I think there are 5 or is it 6 local bands playing. I don't know. I have them all here because I'm gonna, and I have a paper here somewhere. But first, I'm gonna play the music. Then I'll get back to that.
I really like Shallow Pools.
Yeah, I'm playing something by them. Most of them I'd heard of. I had never heard of them, though.
Mm.
But most people send me emails and things. And so, they sent me an email, and I downloaded some of their stuff.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't know what song I'm playing by them, but I got something here by them.
Dutch Tulips, too. They're
Dutch
one of my
Tulips.
Favorites.
Who else do we got
Paper
here?
Paper Tigers.
Weekend Friends. Paper Tigers. Yeah. Sloth Rust. They're not from around here, though. Are they?
Are, actually. Are they? Yeah, they are from, I think, Boston/Amherst area.
Oh.
Yeah.
Playing something by them.
But they moved to L.A.
Oh, all right.
But I believe they're from here originally.
Okay. All right, I'm going to play stuff by these bands. We'll start off with the Gypsy Moths, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about the festival, and maybe you guys got one more in you.
I will think about it.
You can usually play 5 when
I
you
know.
Come in.
You got it.
We can do one more. Yeah, we'll do one more.
All right. This is
Don't go anywhere.
No, where would you go? The Tuesday night.
MFO is the only place to be.
That's right.
On a Tuesday night.
91.5 FM with Skybar.
Oh, and someone's going to have to read a PSA when we come back as well. So bone up on the book. Here are the Gypsy Moths.
Summer days in the 70s, summer nights just you and me. In the spring we are going to where the sand meets the sea. Come on along to Paragon on the shore at Nantasket Beach. I only dream to hold you closer on a shaking wooden roller coaster. Come on, come on, ride. Slide, slide. Winter's gone, let's go outside. wanna get away. I see it on your face like deja vu.
All right. Dang, that sucker kept rolling. It was probably something good. Well, whatever. I just played. These are all bands that are going to be at the festival. Let me rattle off the local bands that are all there. Weekend Friends, Shallow Pools, Dutch Tulips, Sloth Rust, Carissa Johnson, Paper Tigers, Gypsy Moths, and you said Fantastic Cat is somewhat local.
They're from New York.
Oh. Cancel that. They're not local.
They're close.
You guys are from New York, but I don't know.
I would consider you still. You're a Boston/New York. Act.
Yeah, yeah. Grew up here, so
born and bred. But the songs I played, but that was Shallow Pools with Now or Never. Dutch Tulips was Tell Me Your Codes. Paper Tigers, A Portrait of a Scene, and the Gypsy Moss was Tilt the Whirl. It's 9:30 WMFO in Medford. Rising was Skybar special edition going until 11 o'clock tonight. I'm going to play the rest of the bands. There were local bands that were at that festival as well, but we are required to do public service announcements, and I really don't like doing them, which is why I just play them usually off the screen here, or I just read the shortest one possible. But Zoe is nice enough to read us a public service announcement.
I'm thrilled. I'm very passionate about this. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Tufts Educational Radio.
When I do read them, I do go to that one often. That's a good one.
I understand why.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
To eat dried your fruit is the best.
It made me hungry.
Dried coconut's my new favorite. I could eat that all day.
I like coconuts.
I don't know if it's a fruit. I mean, it grows on trees.
Got to be a fruit.
It's gotta be a fruit. Just got a hard shell.
I don't know what other family it would fall in.
But
yeah, it's not a nut.
Because it would fall.
Contrary to the name.
I know.
No. It's a fruit.
Hmm.
While you're playing, I'm going to Google it. Is a coconut.
I'm pretty sure it's a fruit. It's got to be a fruit. Yeah. It's got milk and it's got skin that you can shave.
It's so good.
The flesh. Yeah. Yeah, that's got to be a fruit.
Oh, it's perfect. And it can double as a drinking cup.
It's just.
That's right. You can drink out of it. Yeah.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Look it up while I should mention at this festival, there is also, for those who don't drink, there is it's called 1 Million Strong for a Sober Retreat. And that growing sober, supportive movement about community and living life to the fullest. I believe they'll have a tent there. I'm not sure what kind of beverages they'll have, but it's good that they're doing that for people that don't.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's
we support that.
We love it's a great mocktail.
Mm.
I think there is going to be a lot of food and whatnot at the festival.
Yes, there will be. I think there's.
It's going to be vegan stuff.
Yeah,
probably.
I think Roberta's is actually going to be there.
Really? No way.
It's great pizza.
I saw that they're going to have delicious food.
Don't quote me.
Wow. Yeah, and there's retro gaming. There's like.
That's right. That's right. Whatever vendors. That. I don't know what that means.
I'm not quite sure either, but
is it?
I think it's like arcade games. I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Pinball. Those are the only games I'm good at.
Yeah. Same.
Pac-Man was all the rage when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. What was the one? Was it Star Blaster? No, Starship or
Battlestar Galactica.
Battleship? No. What was the one where it was like doo 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 doo?
Galaga. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. Yes. But I know what you mean.
Yeah. So botanically speaking, a coconut is a fibrous one-seeded drupe, also known as a dry drupe. So however,
is it a seed? Then?
When using loose definitions, a coconut can be all three: a fruit, a nut, and a seed.
Wow.
So I guess a drupe is something that is all-encompassing.
It is an expansive food.
I would never call a coconut a nut. You can call it
a seed either.
Yeah, it's a.
I've never thought about
it.
It's very
big for a seed, but.
This thing is off the rails.
It's seedless for a fruit, so.
This show is off the rails.
It really has taken a turn.
Yeah.
It was that PSA.
Yeah, exactly. You picked that one PSA.
I
and
love
it's,
chaos.
Yeah. And all hell broke loose. All right. You're going to bang one out?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song.
Yay.
It's cool. Called Fuel Heart.
Your first big one.
Yeah, this was really the one that started everything. Here it goes.
Distract me, I'm no longer intact. I got a fraction of the strength I need to untie my tongue. I'm trying so hard to love myself. Maybe when I do, I'll love someone else. I'm smiling, I'm crying, I'm living, I'm dying. I'm happy, I'm sad. Something else that you can't figure out. I'm a wreck, I'm a rock, I'm hurting. I'm only breaking on the surface, what you call face. I bet my only days, it's not just a fever. Sun, it gets easy, at least easier. Sure, with every passing wave, it gets better. I've got a fuel heart, a fuel heart. The air is ocean, so I. Fear calls, but you don't have to pick up. I'm trying so hard to ignore the ring. Baby, if we do, there's so much to see. I'm smiling, I'm crying, I'm living, I'm dying. I'm happy, I'm sad. One day I'll be something else that you can't. Sun, it gets easy, at least easier. Sure, with every passing wave, it gets better. I've got a fuel heart, a fuel heart.
Yeah.
that was
the first big one. That was good enough. That was when I started O'Brien's way back.
Oh, yeah.
That was the song. I was like, wow, this
Yeah, it was really...
She's got something here.
Thank you. That was really the first single I put out. Mm. And yeah, I think Vanilyn covered it, and I was shocked because we did a music video with like smoke bombs. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's cool that it's held up and people like it.
I remember the video, yeah. I'm going to play the remaining three bands from this festival that I haven't played yet, and then we'll come back and I'm kind of button this thing up. This is The Weekend Friends.
Everybody says that they want some, want some. Everybody says that they want some. I am getting sick of people talking so much. Hold me underwater, not afraid of drowning. The light is everywhere. Everybody says that they want some. I am getting sick of people talking so much. Everybody says that they want some. I am getting sick of people talking so much. Everybody says that they want some. I am getting sick of people talking so much. Everybody says that they want some. I'm sick of people talking, yeah.
right, that was Key of Caustic, and they will be in. They'll be in next week to talk about their upcoming full-length release. So I'm looking forward to that. Before that, I played Bully with All That I Do off her new CD, Lucky For You. Sloth Rust, and back to bands that are going to be at the festival. Once again, that is this Saturday and Sunday. Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. Sloth Rust with Once More For The Ocean, and Weekend Friends with Haunted House. So, girls, kept you here all night. Damn, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Wow, it's so fun to be back. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for spur of the moment. But yeah, I'm glad you. I almost, you know what? To be honest, this is the truth. I almost reached out to you, Chris, and said, "I know you're gonna be around because of I didn't know you'd be here this early."
Mm-hmm.
But I was
it
like,
"It worked
no.
out perfectly."
Yeah, but I was like, "I don't want to be badgering the girl every time she's in town. She's on the show."
But I want to be here.
So I'm glad it. So when you come to me, I'm like, "Oh, perfect. Yeah, I was. So yeah,
that's perfect. That's so great." We communicated telepathically. Now we're on that level.
We have in the past, yeah.
I know.
Dreams and things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know if you want to add anything, plug anything before you get out of here.
Yeah, come to the festival on Saturday. It's going to be a good time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sundable.
Oh, yeah.
Sundable.
Sundable.
Right? Did I just say I'm making words
it's
up?
It's
going
to be Saturdayable and Sundable.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for Saturday.
No.
But Saturday, if you have to choose. Saturday, but both
Saturday
days are going to be incredible.
Yeah. Great lineups both days.
It's yeah. And get there early.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's when all the cool kids will be listening to the local music.
Exactly.
Gypsy Moths kick off at noon. High noon. They were just in a few weeks ago. Great band.
Yeah.
So you got anything else you want to add, Zoe? Are you good? Anything you want to plug?
Look up dizzyandthedrapes.com. Stay tuned for our releases. Come to a show in New York.
Not that far.
Follow us on Instagram.
Next time in New York, I'm gonna drop into a show.
That would be so cool. I would love that.
I can crash, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Just flop on a couch
somewhere. Of course. Absolutely. Anytime. You're always welcome.
Is on the show, right? If I just... Carissa, I'm in the lobby. Is this your building?
All right, I'll open the door.
Is this
I'll
your
get you
building?
A
blanket. Right. I put you in the... all right, I gotta get you out of here. All right, I'm going to play a song by a band called Holy Smoke. And they there's a research... He just started a label, Rock Garden Records. So good luck with that. But I'm going to play a song by Todd Erickson and Lisa Erickson run this thing. He was in a band called Shake the Faith that I was a huge fan of back in the day. And so it's something by Holy Smoke. But thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, see you at the festival. This is Holy Smoke.
Hey, man, what are you doing? Put on that station that rocks. Radio antenna up so funny, man, with your little radio. Walking around with your antenna up, waiting for your favorite song.